And pop culture with traffic and weather on the fives and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your day each and every afternoon. 513 here, text line always open, 850-437-1620. Congratulations to listener Liz, who won the tickets last hour. We do have another pair. Actually, I believe it was two pairs of tickets to give away tomorrow.
Yes, if Andrew doesn't give away.
So we're probably. About 80% possibility there. So another pair of tickets to give away here. But a lot happening here, of course, as we are continuing to not quite wall-to-wall, but pretty darn close to Hurricane Idalia coverage. Just in the last 5 to 8 minutes here, we got an update from Deputy Director Jamie Rome from the National Hurricane Center here, as Idalia now a Category 2 storm with max wind speeds at 100 miles per hour. We'll get to that, all of our top three stories here, right after we get a check of the local roads and weather.
Well, roadways are looking good throughout Pensacola, I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, but I-10 throughout Crestview, seeing a lot of slowdowns. That's going to be the westbound direction. There was an accident a little while ago that caused both delays in the east and westbound. Eastbound now moving fine, but we still have extremely slow-moving traffic. The scene of the accident was right around mile marker 53. That's when you're going to start to see things clear up, but it is showing some some very heavy slowdowns, I-10 westbound as well as northbound on 85, also slow moving into Crestview. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are looking good. We're just going to be seeing some rain here this evening, 80% chance of rain with some scattered storms and a low of 75. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some light rain throughout Century, Bruton, and some patches throughout going over Atmore. But other than that, we're looking good. But expect some rain this afternoon and into tomorrow morning. 86 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, 84 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thanks so much, Gracie, here. We're going to go now to Tallahassee. Governor Ron DeSantis speaking here.
And almost 300 miles south of Tallahassee with winds of over 100 miles per hour. It is intensifying. It's currently a Category 2 hurricane. It's almost certainly going to make landfall in the state of Florida as a major hurricane. The latest update by the National Hurricane Center made, and we had mentioned this in terms of what the models were showing, they put it at a westward shift. So the impact is going to be further north, and it is going to bring more direct impacts into counties like Leon, Jefferson, and Wakulla County if it continues on that. Now, these things can move over the next 24 hours, but it seems like most of these models are in agreement about the general area. So it's definitely going to hit the Big Bend. Everywhere in the Big Bend is going to get storm surge, is going to see major, major impact, whether the eyewall's hitting you or not. So please prepare for that. It is going to be a significant, significant impact to that region of Florida. Now, if you are in an evacuation zone and you've been directed to evacuate, particularly if you're in a low-lying area or coastal area in that Big Bend region, now's the time to do it. You still have a little bit more time. If you wait much longer, by the time we get in further into tonight, the weather's going to start getting nastier and nastier, and we're looking at an impact of the eyewall arriving sometime tomorrow morning. So you really got to go now. Now's the time. If you don't, if you stay hunkered down tonight, it's going to be too nasty tomorrow morning to be able to do it. Now, if you do choose to stay in one of the evacuation zones, first responders will not be able to get you until after the storm has passed. That's right. They're not going to be able to get there till after the storm has passed. So please make decisions that are best for you and for your family. And remember, you don't need to travel hundreds of miles away. You don't need to outrun the storm. Simply getting to higher ground in a shelter with friends' house, hotels, any of that will work. A lot of times you can do that within your own county, but you certainly are thinking more about traveling tens of miles rather than needing to do hundreds of miles. The National Hurricane Center advisory includes that if this storm hits at high tide, storm surge could reach 10 to 15 feet in some areas of the Big Bend. That is life-threatening storm surge. That is storm surge that if you're there while that hits, it's going to be very difficult to survive that. So please take appropriate precautions. We do have counties, a total of 28 counties have now issued some form of evacuation orders, including more recently Alachua, Hamilton, Leon, Nassau, Putnam, and Sumter. Know your zone on that. Typically, these are going to be zones A. Some will be zone A and B. And if it's you're in an area, certainly the coastal areas, barrier islands, and then if you're in areas that are low-lying or near some of the rivers, you likely would be advised to be evacuating at this time. We are already seeing impacts in Southwest Florida. We're seeing storm surge. I mean, the eye of this storm is probably 100 miles or more off the coast of Southwest Florida, and yet those outer bands are already showing significant impacts. So you're going to see impacts all up and down the west coast of Florida as the night goes on and as we get in to the wee hours of tomorrow morning. We have been working with folks for the evacuations. So the tolls have been suspended in Citrus, Hernando, Hillsborough, Lake, Pasco, Pinellas, and Sumter County. That started at 4 a.m. this morning. That will continue until this event is concluded. We've also worked with the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association to make sure that all hotels will allow you to bring your pets. Don't leave your pets behind. You got to take them with you. And these hotels are going to be understanding of that. All the counties have at least one pet-friendly shelter as well. So please take care of your pets. Very, very important. They need you in this type of circumstance. Uber has also announced that they will be offering free round-trip rides to and from evacuation shelters with a value up to $35. You can use the code IDALIARELIEF to be able to claim that. So we want to thank Uber for stepping up and helping. We have all 8 urban search and rescue teams with almost 600 personnel ready to deploy to help with search and rescue efforts. Hopefully that's not necessary. Hopefully everyone heeded the warnings, and hopefully nobody ends up in harm's way when the storm hits. But we know that that's likely to be a necessity to have some rescues. So these folks are ready to go. They're located up and down the state, and they are going to go where they are needed. And we really appreciate having them. We also have additional search and rescue personnel that are going to be augmenting the USAR teams. We've been working with counties to make sure they have the resources they need to deploy. We've received 400 active missions that we are coordinating. We've either fulfilled or will have those fulfilled today and be ready to go when the storm hits tomorrow. We have 1.1 million gallons of fuel that's staged and ready to deploy. We don't know what the fuel situation is going to be like. Sometimes it can be bad, sometimes not as much. This will be able to fill gaps if those gaps exist. There are over 50 shelters throughout the state that are open. In every county that has any type of evacuation notice does then open at least one shelter for people to go to.
All right, that was Governor Ron DeSantis there, just providing a brief update, echoing what the National Hurricane Center said in their latest update there. Some areas of the Big Bend looking at 15 feet of life-threatening storm surge. Both DeSantis and Jamie Rome, deputy director of the National Hurricane Center, saying those are not survivable conditions. So anybody in those areas needs to be evacuating here by the end of the day today. 5:21 here. Quick break. We'll come back with more on our state and national headlines. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Strength for Life listener, have you heard about our church's Awana program? Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola is once again hosting Awana Club for children 3 years old through the sixth grade. Awana is an internationally known Bible verse memory program in which children learn the Bible and play fun games in a safe environment. It's a great way for 3-year-olds through sixth graders to learn about the God who made them and hide His word in their heart. Registration is now open, so go to northstonebaptist.org and click on the Awana tab to register your child. Northstone is a thriving church located on the northwest corner of Pensacola, close to the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile. Our Awana program starts the first Wednesday night in September and meets every Wednesday night throughout the school year. For more information about our Awana program or about Northstone Baptist Church, check us out at northstonebaptist.org or our Strength for Life ministry at strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. The podcast page is back up and working, so you can listen to things you might have missed this morning, like we talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons about several of the high-profile crimes that have taken place in the last week here. Brett Aldridge, the president of Baptist Hospital, gave us a preview of the move coming up September 23rd and what they're planning for it. We talked to Director of Public Safety Eric Gilmore about going down to Lafayette County to help out with the hurricane and why those rescue tube floats might actually help out on Perdido Key. Find those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sugar. Radio 92.3 526. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. No major slowdowns, but I-10 heading westbound throughout Crestview. There was an accident a little while ago that caused some major delays. Of course, there's a lot of people on I-10 moving westbound due to the hurricane, but we are still seeing some slowdowns due to this accident. I-10 westbound near 85 right near Crestview is going to still show extremely slow traffic, as well as northbound on 85 also showing some major delays as well. Just keep that in mind. Both lanes are now open, but it's still extremely slow moving. If you see anything else on the roads or you have any other details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We have a few clouds throughout our area right now, 86 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much, Gracie. There, 527 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Text line 850-437-1620 here. So we heard from Governor Ron DeSantis here a few minutes ago, providing what likely will be his last media update of the evening, and probably the last one, I would imagine, up until Hurricane Idalia makes landfall. Also, in the last hour, we got the latest from the National Hurricane Center. Deputy Director Jamie Rome with a very stern warning for those in the Big Bend.
We anticipate now the strongest and most impactful storm surge of 10 to 15 feet in the Florida Big Bend, including the small community of Cedar Key. So if you're watching us from Cedar Key, you got to get out of there. Those conditions are not at all survivable.
So again, the key messages for Hurricane Idalia, you heard both Jamie Rome and Governor DeSantis talking about 10 to 15 feet of storm surge in the Big Bend area there. They also mentioned that the track has shifted a little bit westward here over the last couple of hours. Still no local impacts here other than the rough seas. But again, so looking like Tampa in line for about 4 to 6 feet of storm surge, but really striking right in the heart of the Big Bend here of Florida at around 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. As far as other things happening as far as the storm goes, so Gulf Power, along with thousands of other electrical linemen already in place and being staged in Sarasota, Washington, and Nassau counties, tonight, making sure they're ready to go when the storm passes.
We have crews and contractors that are coming in throughout the state, and they are pre-staging their vehicles and equipment there at those three sites so that they're able to hit the ground running once the storm passes.
FEMA also with boots on the ground.
To include several incident management assistance teams, our urban search and rescue teams, our disaster survivor assistance teams.
And that's FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell. And history being made, actually. We talked about this yesterday, that only this would be the first time since 2017 where we have the possibility of two major hurricanes happening at the same time. Of course, Franklin, you know, it's affecting Bermuda, but really kind of just spinning out in the Atlantic right now. That's a Cat 4, I believe, at last check. And Idalia expected to be a Cat 3 when it makes landfall at around 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Eastern time zone. National Weather Service says the Apalachee Bay has never seen a Cat 3 or higher storm. Fox News Update is coming up. It's followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
John Saucier, the preparations are underway as Hurricane Idalia spins off the coast of Florida. 49 counties are now under a state of emergency there. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell urging Floridians to take this seriously. The storm expected to make landfall as a Category 3 hurricane.
This means heavy winds, high winds, heavy rain, and a forecasted 12-foot storm surge in some of the areas along the western coast.
Right now, it's a Category 2 storm with 100-mile-an-hour winds. UNC Chapel Hill Police Chief Brian James says the man suspected of fatally shooting a faculty member of the college on Monday has been identified as a graduate student at the school, specifically targeting a professor of applied physical sciences.
We have determined that the victim and suspect knew each other, and the suspect went directly to the victim and then left Caudill Labs.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. home prices rose in June as demand to purchase homes outpaced the supply of for sale listings. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City House Price Index increased 0.9% in June from May. On a year-over-year basis, June house prices were down 1.2%. Home prices grew the most on an annual basis in Chicago, Cleveland, and New York. A persistent lack of home listings is keeping prices elevated as buyers converge on a limited number of homes on the market. Starting today, international travelers using Alaska Airlines at Seattle-Tacoma Airport no longer have to have an airline agent verify their passports. The carrier officially introduced an app that allows travelers with U.S. or Canadian passports to create a digital identity and verify their documents virtually. With investors sifting through various economic data, stocks notched broad gains today. The Dow Industrials leaped 292 points, the S&P jumped 64, the NASDAQ up 238. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Prevagen. The unofficial deadline for the Colts to trade Jonathan Taylor has passed. The team will reportedly hold on to him for now. Makes sense. Another team would have had to give up assets for the right to pay the 24-year-old running back. If you've been paying attention this offseason, the NFL isn't paying that position. Now we wait till the real deadline on October 31st to see how the Jonathan Taylor saga plays out. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen. And I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired.
These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
It was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 son. You're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All that glitter don't turn to gold. But until then, just have your fun. Boy, run, 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 run.
Yeah, run, run, run. Run, run, run.
5:37 on News Radio 92.3. It is Gracie and Joe for Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your week. Happy Tuesday. Tonight, Bands on the Beach, we don't have any reports that it's canceled just yet. So for right now, it's still going on at 7. Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. Tonight is going to be Jay Williams Band. Again, Gulfside Pavilion brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Also looking good on I-10 throughout Pensacola, but we do have some slowdowns on I-10 throughout Crestview. There was an accident that happened a little earlier today that closed off both the west and eastbound direction of I-10 throughout Crestview right near mile marker 53. We are still seeing some major slowdowns if you're heading westbound through Crestview on I-10 due to that accident, as well as northbound on 85. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111 for weather. We're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Idalia is a hurricane headed toward Florida and may move on shore as a major hurricane, Category 3 storm, on Wednesday morning. Now, the local impact around here, dangerous rip currents. Also, we're going to see a north wind, but that'll only be running at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there is a pretty good chance some more showers and thunderstorms will move through, and high temperatures will be near 90 degrees. I'm WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your weather forecast.
A few clouds right now. It's 86 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 93. And this traffic and weather report is sponsored by Total Wine and More. With so many bottles to choose from, there's always something new to try out at Total Wine and More, like Prosecco for under $8 and French Rose for under $7. So Total Wine and More, make sure to drink responsibly and be 21. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. Keeping you up to date on what's happening around the country today. In the University of North Carolina, the grad student accused of killing a faculty member now being held without bond.
The suspect's car was located on campus and is being processed by the FBI's evidence response team. The firearm used in yesterday's shooting has not been recovered.
Tylee Chi made his first court appearance today, charged with first-degree murder and possession of a gun on educational property. The faculty member who died was Chi's academic advisor.
Also, prosecutors say that a deadly weekend stabbing outside of Washington, D.C.'s McDonald's involved two teenage girls that were arguing over sweet and sour sauce. The 16-year-old girl died after another 16-year-old allegedly stabbed her when the argument turned physical. A suspect told police that she pulled a knife in self-defense.
And President Biden says they're lowering costs for seniors on Medicare.
You're paying two to three times more for the exact same prescription manufactured by the exact same company that it would cost you in Canada or France or anywhere else around the world.
Biden announcing today, Medicare will soon begin the first round of drug price negotiations under the Inflation Reduction Act. The prescription drugs include those that treat heart failure, blood clots, and diabetes.
Also, death of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border are increasing. That's according to the Mexican National Institute of Migration. They say that the number of deaths this year is just under what was of all of 2022.
These numbers probably don't reflect the real numbers. I know that many people who cross aren't found when they die.
They say that the families are forced to attempt more dangerous routes through oceans, deserts, and mountains.
And finally, New York City Mayor Eric Adams not at all happy with the federal government's letter to him, saying that New York City can do better with the migrant crisis.
I am just really baffled around that very smart people believe that this is sustainable for New York City to continue to get 10,000 people in the city a month.
So he says that the letter offered no solutions on addressing the issue. Adams says the migrant crisis is a federal problem, not a local one. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today, Major League Baseball, the Marlins and the Rays starting a series in Miami today. Later on this evening, the Braves still out west taking on the Colorado Rockies, first pitch 7:40. NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts say they didn't get a suitable trade offer for running back Jonathan Taylor, so he's not going anywhere. The team also put him on the PUP. It's the physically unable to perform list, so he's out for the first four games of the season. Also today, NFL teams trimming their rosters to 53 in time for the start of the NFL season. A week from Thursday, DeMar Hamlin making the Bills' 53-man squad. 542 here, News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Netflix is ending its DVD service. The streaming service says it'll stop shipping DVDs in about a month. They also announced that subscribers will not be charged for any unreturned discs after September 29th, telling customers to enjoy their final shipments for as long as they would like.
Also, Burger King must face a lawsuit that claims that its Whopper burgers are too small. A proposed class action lawsuit claims that Burger King misleads consumers with menu pictures when the Whopper appears to be 35% bigger and contains twice as much meat than what is served. So Burger King argues that it doesn't need to serve burgers that look exactly like the pictures. And McDonald's, Wendy's, and Taco Bell also facing similar lawsuits.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. So X, formerly known as Twitter, facing some 2,200 arbitration cases that have been filed by former employees. The workers claim they're owed severance after they were laid off in the weeks following Elon Musk's purchase of the platform.
Also, 3M has reached a $6 billion settlement with military service members over defective earplugs. So more than 200,000 claims were filed over the Compact Arms earplugs that allegedly caused hearing loss. So they have to register for a payment plan and provide proof of the hearing damage, and payment plans are going to be made through the year 2029.
According to the CDC, COVID-19 hospitalizations are up by another 19%. Deaths also seeing a large jump by 21% in 1 week. A new booster shot targeting the newest strain of the Omicron variant is on the way, but not expected to be approved until the end of September.
Also, the number of job openings in the U.S. is on a decline. So the new government figures show that less than 9 million openings in July indicated a major market was cooling. The number of workers who quit their jobs fell to 3.5 million, which is the lowest since 2021.
And finally, a new report shows the U.S. housing market continued to strengthen for the fifth straight month. That's according to the latest S&P CoreLogic 20 City Price Index, rising almost 1% in June. However, year-over-year prices continued to decline.
Going to get a look at pop culture news in just a bit, but first, a real quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, not showing any major slowdowns, but we do have an accident on Pine Forest northbound. That's going to be just north of 9 Mile Road on Pine Forest, right near the Starbucks. So that is causing some typical afternoon traffic to be a bit heavier than usual. Although I-10 is looking good throughout Mobile, Pensacola, and Garcon Point, I-10 throughout Crestview westbound, still seeing extremely slow-moving traffic. There was an accident there earlier that's still causing some major slowdowns. It seemed the accident's right near mile marker 53, and that's when things are going to clear up, but it's still backing up a good bit and causing some slowdowns on 85 northbound as well as 285 northbound getting onto I-10. So just keep that in mind. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we're looking pretty good rain-wise. We're going to be seeing some light rain throughout the rest of this evening here, but right now we're looking pretty good with really nothing too bad in our area. If you see anything else, again, call the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at some pop culture notes today. So Eminem says Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy can't use his song anymore. During campaign events, he's frequently used Lose Yourself and even rapped the song himself at the Iowa State Fair. Eminem has sent a cease and desist, and Ramaswamy says he will honor it.
Interesting. Also, as some Hollywood actors on strike continues, many actors are turning to a cameo that makes ends meet. So more than 2,400 performers have joined or reactivated their accounts, an increase of 137%.
And coming up on Thursday, CBS will be airing a special tribute show to the late Bob Barker. Drew Carey hosting The Price is Right, a tribute to Bob Barker on Thursday. It'll feature highlights from Barker's time hosting the game show, such as his first episode, the first appearance of my favorite game and everybody's favorite game, Plinko, as well as the final episode when he retired in 2007. And if you missed that one, the special also will air during The Price is Right's regular time slot on September 4th. That's what's happening in pop culture notes today. We'll take a quick break. We've got wacky and weird headlines and good news when we finish hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Don't miss Sibling Harmony Trio, Girl Named Tom, live at the Pensacola Sanger Theater on Friday, September 15th.
Experience the familial harmonies and heartfelt performances of the first ever trio to win NBC's The Voice on September the 15th. Reserved seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, and dependable. 550 here. Hour number two. Text line is 850-437-1620. We've been talking about this throughout the afternoon here. Some folks opting to head westward on I-10 to avoid the hurricane, and heavy traffic still over in Okaloosa County due to an earlier accident this afternoon. I do not believe there's any injuries or fatalities, but it's caused quite a mess out there. But that is causing significant delays there. There's, I'm sure, a lot more car traffic than normal headed westbound on I-10, of course, due to evacuations there. Before we get to some good news and wacky and weird stuff again, just before we hit the Channel 3 update here, I do want to play some of the audio that may have missed from earlier on. So we heard from the National Hurricane Center's Deputy Director, Dr. Jamie Rome, earlier with a very ominous warning for residents in Florida's Big Bend tonight.
We anticipate now the strongest and most impactful storm surge of 10 to 15 feet in the Florida Big Bend, including the small community of Cedar Key. So if you're watching us from Cedar Key, you got to get out of there. Those conditions are not at all survivable.
Rome also talking about the 22 counties that now have hurricane warnings in place.
If you're in this red area here, Tampa northward, all the way through the Big Bend, and even inland into southeastern Georgia or southern Georgia, you have to be prepared for hurricane force wind speeds overspreading your community over the next 12 to 24 hours.
All right, so timing this out here, Idalia likely to strike as a major Category 3 storm, and the latest imagery from the National Hurricane Center shows it at about 8 in the morning or so Eastern time tomorrow when it'll make landfall in the Big Bend area. So plenty more to come here next hour. Channel 3 News, of course, will have wall-to-wall coverage there. Tanner Stewart, who tried to talk to today, but too busy. He's not only doing live hits for Channel 3, he's got several other TV stations around the country that he's doing hits for, so not available today. We'll try to check in with him tomorrow to see what's going on there after Adalia makes landfall. So hopefully we can connect with him there. Taking a look now at some wacky and weird headlines as we wrap up our number two. So in Connecticut, a 56-year-old man arrested for robbing a bank, but he didn't go inside and didn't try to break into the ATM either. But police say that Robert Withington was simply walking by when he saw a bank deposit bag on the sidewalk, and it had about $5,000 in it. He told police he figured it was finders keepers. Yeah, that's not how that works. Maybe for a $20 bill laying around, but that bag clearly belonged to the bank. There was also deposit slips inside for the local town's tax funds. So, yeah. Better luck next time, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this one is something to get you in the fall spirit, and it's really weird. I'm not sure if I'll be using it, but pumpkin spice.
Wait, you're not sure? I would have sworn that you would be like, I'm 100% sure I will not be using it. So, I mean, are you actually waffling on this?
Well, I did check on Amazon, just curious how much they cost. They're not that expensive, but no, I won't be using them.
Right.
The pumpkin spice lattes are such a hit at Starbucks last week, but even more exciting, there's pumpkin spice butt wipes.
Whoa.
Yep, that's a thing. It exists. Well, the company is called Dude Wipes, and they make butt wipes, and they're calling them Dumpkin spice wipes. So according to the description, they are going to keep your butt cozy with a pumpkin spice inspired mix of clove, nutmeg, and some fall scents. And they're available on Amazon. I did check. They're about $14.99, and they're prime, and that's for three things of wipes. So
am I totally crazy for wanting to try it on my daughter, though?
No, I was going to. Well, that's why I was looking it up. I was like, you think they're, like, safe for babies?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Was there anything in the description there about whether they would be okay for babies?
I didn't look into it, but they have, like, other just normal, like, they just normally do just normal butt wipes. And those actually seemed pretty nice.
All right.
Like, just normal, like, lavender and stuff. So,
okay.
I don't know. Even if you don't do the pumpkin spice, they might have some other ones that are good. But definitely wacky and weird. I think that might be taking it just a little bit too far. Just shy of 5:55, we're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather. As Joe was mentioning when we opened up this segment, I-10 throughout Crestview, still seeing some major delays. There was an accident earlier this afternoon that blocked off both directions on I-10, both east and westbound. Now, all lanes are open. That happened around 3:15 this afternoon, but we are still seeing some significant delays if you're heading westbound. Of course, we have a lot of people evacuating and heading westbound on I-10, so that is closing things down. So we are moving nicely, but it's still slow moving around the scene of the accident. That's mile marker 53 right through Crestview. So that's still showing some major slowdowns throughout I-10, as well as northbound on 85. If you're headed north from Fort Walton Beach and Niceville up 85 into Crestview, you're still going to be seeing some slowdowns northbound on 85 again. And we're looking good throughout 98, throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Taking a real quick look at weather, we are looking good for this evening. We are going to be seeing some rain right now. Nothing too bad. There is a pretty big cluster of rain still off the coast of Pensacola Beach, and it looking like it's not going to be here just yet, but there are a couple areas of just rain that we're going to be seeing later this evening. But right now we're looking good throughout the listening area rain wise high surf coming up tomorrow as well. That's a high surf warning in effect for taking place tonight, and it goes on to all throughout Wednesday. Few clouds right now. It's 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 86 in Milton, and heat index is at 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Texture asks, no one wants a stinky butt, but why on earth would you want it smelling like autumn coffee? I believe I have the answer to this. It's the same reason why anytime you go into somebody's house that has like candles lit that smell like autumn, it's just like the most refreshing thing in the world, right? Well, you can't take the candles with you everywhere you go. So don't focus so much on the butt. Just focus on the fact that, no matter where you go, people are just going to be like, you know, putting their head up, just doing a little sniff, and be like, oh, wow, that sounds amazing. But they're not going to know. It's like, yeah, this is butt wipes. It's just like, wow, that's a really nice fragrance. And you can be like, yeah, it's, and you can just make something up at that point. Because I would assume you would not go around publicly telling people that you use pumpkin spice latte butt wipes. But
or where's that smell coming from?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, you know? Don't share where it's coming from.
Yeah. 557 here, News Radio 92.3. Some good news here. So this is a pretty cool one. A little sad at first, but then it gets better here. But an emotional one. Gracie, if you haven't yet, you should watch the video of the hug because you'll probably cry, and that's what we're all here about. 42-year-old man in Virginia was adopted as a kid just a few months ago. He found out that he was actually born in Chile and stolen from his mother at birth in an illegal adoption scheme. And even worse, the mom was told that he died right after he was born. Mm-hmm. The good news is as soon as he found out, he wanted to track down his mom, and he did so successfully, and they reunited just recently.
How do you hug someone in a way that makes up for 42 years of hugs? That's what you're doing in that moment. 42 years robbed, stolen from us, all crashing into this moment. 42 years. But not 43. Never 43.
So Jimmy Thiden, a former Marine who's now a lawyer, has two kids of his own. A very emotional video there, but a very good story. Positive outcome. But yeah, 42 years, not with no relationship with your mother.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And just, I mean, the mom too, 42 years thinking that your baby died. It's just crazy to think about. So I'm happy that ended up having a good outcome. Yeah, it's Joe and Gracie on Pensacola Right Now. We're going to be back after an update from WEAR on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.